a compilation of President Xi Jinping's words and thoughts on the importance of family education and virtue has been published. The book was compiled from over 60 reports, speeches, and other documents from 2012 to 2020, with some published for the first time. The Chinese premier is urging efforts to deepen reform and opening up to improve the well-being of the people and to promote high-quality development. Li Keqiang made the remarks during an inspection tour in Jiangsu. He lauded local authorities for introducing non-governmental partners to promote development of elderly care when visiting a residential community in Changzhou. The Chinese foreign minister says the country will work with the United Arab Emirates to seek greater progress in pushing bilateral ties forward. Wang Yi made the remarks during his meeting with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. He says China fully supports the UAE's efforts to safeguard sovereignty, security, and stability, and to fight against religious extremism. The minister also calls on both sides to deepen cooperation on energy, finance, and high tech, as well as the fight against COVID-19. Wang Yi adds that China is ready to work with the UAE to promote a program aiming to provide Chinese language lessons to 100 schools in the Middle East country. The Abu Dhabi Crown Prince says he appreciates China's support with COVID-19 vaccines to help the country control the pandemic. Senior executives of two Chinese COVID-19 vaccine makers say their products are in extensive use by a great number of countries and regions around the world. Vice President Zheng Yuntao of China National Biotech Group says their Sinopharm vaccine has shown good results in protecting against the coronavirus.
Phase 3 clinical trials conducted by the CNBG and the China National Pharmaceutical Group have covered 125 countries, with the marketing and emergency use of the Sinopharm vaccine covering more than 190 countries. So far, the Sinopharm vaccine has been used in 50 countries and regions around the world up to today.
General Manager Gao Cheng of Sinovac Life Sciences says their company has carried out research on the use of their vaccine in various countries.
The Phase 3 clinical trial of COVID-19 vaccine produced by Sinovac Life Sciences have been carried out simultaneously in Brazil, in South America, Indonesia, in Southeast Asia, and Turkey in the Middle East.
The Sinovac vaccine has been approved for emergency use by countries including Zimbabwe, the Philippines, and Mexico. Two more batches of Chinese-made COVID vaccine ingredients have arrived in Brazil. They'll be sent to the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation to produce new doses. The Brazilian scientific institution has so far received all six batches of active ingredients from China as scheduled in the first 3 months of 2021. Severe weather and flash floods have left 4 people dead around Nashville, Tennessee. Fire department rescue teams report that they pulled at least 130 flooding victims from vehicles and homes on Sunday morning. The chair of the Suez Canal Authority says they're working round the clock to refloat the Ever Given container ship that's stuck in the canal. Osama Rabi says their top priority is to move the ship before investigating who's responsible for the accident and who's owed compensation.
We are working around the clock, not just one shift, but around the clock until we get these ships moving. We are working night and day. We will work around the clock to get the congested ships moving. We won't delay them. We promise you this.